successful, but for sure, I think it was very successful last time after people didn't have to come anymore. So that's Machai, that's the first sign. Yeah, that's a good sign. Normally, it's good to begin where we left off last week, or last time. I just don't know where we left off. You never gave me the tape, I don't know what I said. The speakers all know a good devout Torah, you could repeat it after a week. I didn't forget it already. A story, you could repeat it after 4 months. A joke, you could repeat it after 8 months. Because they forgot already. Halucha Veschnish, I don't know, but if you remember, and I said it right last week, last time, remind me, and we'll just gloss over it, okay? Mitzvah says, La'av lumeles benoi. The mitzvah says on a father to be mala his son. I think we spoke about some aspects of this last week. What happens when, Rahman al-Islam, a young couple got divorced while the mother was pregnant? And she is absolutely not going to give the father a say in this child whatsoever. And it could be the child is the father's netzes royal and the mother is there. Because the mitzvah says, say on the father to make a bris on his son. It's his son. L'chol halochas, it's his son. It's his mitzvah saseh that this child has a bris. It's not her mitzvah at all, not. And the halochas, ein mulen b'noi shaludam shloi midaitoi, they have no right. Something I'm not doing good?
Something.
No. Is the halucha's aim mulin benoy shaludam shaloi midaitai? So she is not allowed to choose a moil, she is not allowed to be involved in the bris without his permission. If he gives permission, she can do whatever she wants. But if he doesn't give permission, he has the right to choose. As far as naming is Dafna Fregin Arof, that has already different halochas, because we find in the Torah also that when Yehuda wasn't there, she gave a name for her sons. In the Torah, she gave a name, and he was Bechziv, Belidot Ha'isa. Yehuda was not home when she had the baby, so she gave a name. So that is something which you have to ask Rabbanan. But in Mitzad Halocha, Legaba, who has the right to make a bris, is Mitzvah Esrei Ala Av Lumeles Benoi. We spoke about this, what happens when, unfortunately, a Jewish girl married a Goy, and there's no Av, there's no Torah Diga Av. Whose Mitzvah Esrei is to make a bris? Hashteitzach. It's mitzvah labesden, but if the mother is involved and she wants to make a bris, then she's mekayim a mitzvah. The Rishonim say that even though Isha is not mitzvah in Mila, we learn kasha tzivah oisai lekim, oisai veloi oisah, a woman is not mitzvah, but the Meir brings, other Rishonim bring that hishtadlis, that the child should have a bris, she's mekayim a mitzvah, so she does every mitzvah. Now there's a big haluch and the big machloik in the poiskim. The pashtas, everyone knows, that a child of a Jewish mother and a Goyish father, the child is Jewish. We know that. If the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish, and if the father is Jewish and the mother is not, then the child is a Goy, as of Lena Chros and Apusi, that is Geit Nuch the Mamet, it goes to the mother. The Kiva Eger brings Toisvus and Mashur, Kiva Eger, one of the Chedushim in Shechonorche, that from Toisvus and Kedushin is Mashma, that the child actually needs Geiris. And it needs, the child of a Jewish mother and a Goyish father needs Geiris, and he needs Tefillah to become a Jew. According to that, Chitin Toisvus, the child's bris cannot be done on Shabbos, because he's not considered Jewish. A meal of a Geiris, not done on Shabbos. However, most Poiskim, Paskin, that a Jew is, that the child is 100% Jewish, does not need tevila, and as I fit of the Welt, all the Russians that came, thousands of Russians came where there were mixed marriages, and in all of Eastern Europe you have so many cases where the fathers, all the Rabbonim accepted the children of these mothers as 100% Jewish without tevila, without anything. And as I fit of the Paiskim, that such a bris could be done on Shabbos. The Nafkamin is many times, you know, normally when the father's a Goy, he's not interested that bris has to be dafka done on Shabbos. Skate him and shoot if he's already masking for the woman. And the woman who married a Goy is usually not such a tzadekas that she wants the bris dafka beyond mashmini. So usually the shaila doesn't happen. Recently we had a case in Lakewood where a young couple adopted a child, a baby, that was born to a Jewish mother and a Goyish father. And she was an unmarried woman, and she had a baby, but from a goy. So, and she gave up the child for adoption immediately after birth. Now, this child is a Jewish child. He's mechuyev to have a bris on Shabbos. And the rabbanim were done. Yes, but it's not just, it's mechoshesh shav kiveiget shittes, but not choshesh. Excuse me a second. So I got a call from one of the rabbanim. So I told him, I remember years ago, this must be about 30 some odd years ago, I still lived in Brooklyn, and we had a Rosh Hashanah Shechalis b'Shabbos. I got a call from a woman in the Lower East Side that she had an einikel. Unfortunately, her son-in-law is not Jewish, and the bris falls out on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is on Shabbos, and she wants to make the bris on Rosh Hashanah. That means I have to leave over my shul where, you know, everybody likes to daven in his shul, and walk the bridge, walk 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and to do the bris there. And I was wondering, is there a mitzvah to do it? Are you allowed to do it? For some, I called up Moshe Bick. Moshe Bick, big poisek, when he was in Bar Park. So he told me, come out with the solution. Ich kenne den Nizugen, als du bist mechiev zu gehen. Aber Tome, du siehst das Zechus in dem Heiligen Tug, sollst du gehen. So I can't tell you, you're mechiev to go. There are other mehalim in Brooklyn. You're not the only one to go. But if you want to have a Zechus in the Heiligen Tug, Rav Shoshone, no. So I did that. But the Shabbos, how do you carry the baby? So the Gemara says, oh, we asked Rabbi Feinstein. He said, it's no problem. The father should push him. There's a store, Focus Electronics. Somebody runs it, Zinger. His father was up on the Lower East Side. It's called the Brezhane Shul on East 6th Street. I was in his shul, one of his mabatim, one of his members. So that was the story. But Lamai, so was Takar Shoshone Shechalis B'Shabbos, and we did the bris, where the child was from a Goyish, a father, and a Jewish mother. And what you the bris?
You have to be bar every time that the mother's Jewish?
Yes.
How do you
when it's a Sufik. When so many months he calls me, I don't know if this girl is Jewish.
Russia. How do you bar every time that the mother's
it was very hard. Mostly we had Russian-speaking people who were able to be Mavarer. It's very hard. It wasn't easy. I learned myself when I was in Russia a particular trick which worked most of the times. Here's my Aniklis here. He was actually lived in Russia for a year when he was a baby. His parents were teaching there. And while his father was running a camp one summer, I went up to do brisim, and suddenly two people came to have a bris done. So one person came, he's a middle-aged man, and he had no children from his first wife, she died, he just remarried again, and he had a baby, and he wants the bris done. The baby was about 2 weeks old, we did the bris on him. By the way, I asked him, Fivi kumtir, from where are you? So he says, I can't even say village, a hamlet. He tells me the Russian word for hamlet. Mamsha, Asinoy, Aklini Sinoy. So he says, test me, I know my geography. Hey, you never heard of it. I said, hey, little Sinoy called Skulien. I said, Skulien? Oh, the Rebbe Vointech Leben in Brooklyn. The Skulien Rebbe lives with us. I don't know, Skulien never had a tzaddik. What are you talking about? Skulien never had a tzaddik. We had a roof, not a tzaddik. A tzaddik in dead villages was a Rebbe. But Skelen, the Rebbe's father, was a roof in Skelen. So I said, this got tzaddik of Skelen. So where is Srul Avrum? Where is Srul Avrum? Hey, Srul. Gezuk Srul, as ich bin gewein, you all speak Yiddish, now I'll translate, that when his father, the old Skelen Rebbe, had to escape from Skelen to Chernivitz, mein tata Avrum Balagula, Avrum was the had a wagon, and that was his coach, that he took him, and he was behalten in the wagon. I was also in the wagon then at that time. So when I came back, I went to Skelen Rebbe and I told him the story. Said, he in Skelen, not a roof in Skelen. He burst out laughing. He says, but anyway, the second person came with his wife, and I was talking to Supakan, his wife, if she's Jewish or not. And he showed me a ksubit that somebody wrote. Was going to, so when I used to ask them, are you Jewish? Yes. They answered yes. Very easy to answer yes. But then I realized, I said a statement, you're not Jewish. So she would have to say, no, I am Jewish. That she couldn't say. A goyte is very easy. They taught it to say, if the Rebbe asks you, are you Jewish? You go, okay. Yeah. But if I say you're not Jewish as a statement, and she has to say, no, you're wrong, I am Jewish, She couldn't say it. The goita couldn't say it. It was very hard for her to say. And that worked most of the times. But we tried to be, you know, as much as we could. We had a shaila with Rav Eliashiv going way back in the early days when we went to Russia, when Russians came to America. The Pfeivel Kohen, the Baal Bade HaShulchan, sent for us a shaila for Rav Eliashiv. We have many shailas. First of all, about making a brocha on this baby. You know, you make a brocha levatola. Number two, you put such children into cheder. Also, lelamed nachri toira. You're not allowed to teach somebody toira. What do you do with them? There are various halachas that we had with shailas. So Rav Eliashiv said like this. A person comes and tines he's Jewish. Mi shebo v'omer Yehudi ani in Ebenezer shet the haluch is as his neman is begraped. Versteitzach ob nor ven es muchzik Yehudi. He davens, you see him by kosher only. And tut zache was any Yiddish. You know, you just didn't know him. But if a guy comes from Nebuch from Russia, doesn't fizach Yiddish bechlau nicht, he says Yehudi ani is a bleibt a sofik. Mit gewisse andere shailes des Masses Binyumen, the Chubis Masses Binyumen, the Paskins that it's even if Rova Yidin, we go Kol Kavu Kamechza Mechza, this is Bleib Nishmeh, well, the Sufik is Nolde Bemuka Makviyas in Russia, so it's a ganze Scheile, so Bleib Tera Sufik in Ayid, except if he has Eden. But as a Tainet that is Ayid, is Mechuyiv Mit Abris. What are you doing? Tainet Ben Ayid, Ech Daf Abris. So you Mechuyiv to make a bris for him, but don't make a brocha. However, what Dominic was in those days, we didn't do one bris at a time. We usually lined up 5, 8, 10 at a time. So Rav Eliashiv says, make sure that the first one you do is one which mechiyev a brocha, and have in mind to be moitzer all the others. As those on Mumachan. Rav Eliashiv Bechlal had the shaila by twins. There's a big shaila what to do. You know, we know that a shaychet when he shechts a behema comes into the shlachthos in the morning, makes a brocha lashchita, and as many animals as they bring in. That's it, let's make another brocha. And even if he has his time now to rest for 30 minutes, he gets his, what is it, half hour of rest, and he starts shechting again, he does make another brocha. Why? Because one brocha is good for them, for alles. But Mila, the minig is not like that. When you have twins, first of all, if you have two different babies from two different families, you could say, this is where I have charuta, not bring his baby. But when you're doing twins, the father gave you both babies, you know, what should you do? And both are there in shul. So, as machlokes apolskim, the minig oilim is that you make each one a brocha separately. You make the shail is only on the moil, and on the via ben, and on the person who makes bari pia gofen. Should he make another bari pia gofen? So that's, you know, usually you're not mechabed the same person to make the brochas and the kris hashem. But he could be forget. The father's so happy I have an opportunity to give more zedus, more rabbonim, whatever it is. However, the moil is the same one, and he makes ashikachonim and mitzvah sotzuni alamila. Knowing that 5-7 minutes later, I'm doing the other baby, the brother of this one. Is he allowed to make two brochas or not? In Sheikh Nochmet Gepaske, the minig is that you do make two brochas, but the father that makes the lachnisoi could also make one brocha for both, or the moil. Go make a hefsek for a minute and go out of the building. Once you go out of the building, it's considered a hefsek, and you come back again and you make two brochas. But Rav Eliashiv had gehalten as you have to make only one brocha. He was very firm about it. When you have a twins, especially if you gave him some dekuas, you had no choice. So the Mar Brandstorfer told me once when he had such a case by Rav Eliashiv, he made sure that the second baby is sitting on Kisei Shel Eliyahu. He told Rav Eliashiv that I'm sorry. The Rebbe is makbet. So the Rebbe sits on one chair with one baby. The zweite Sadeke sits neben dem Rebbe with a zweite baby. And he made the bracha. He wants to run out of milu. Made this bris quickly, put on a bandage, and right away made this bris without a second bracha. But however, if you take the baby out and bring in the other baby, since many goyle missed to make two brachas, so Rav Eliashiv was a little upset to do it my way. But he, you know, he was also but this he was masking. But at least he didn't make two brachas because Rav Eliashiv had galten says bracha levatola to make. But he told us when we do adults and one is a suffix, you make the first one, and then he said legabe cheder, you could teach them in cheder. By the way, you could teach them toider, and you have in mind that in case he's not Jewish, it's going to be l'shem geiris. You're allowed to teach a ged, a prospective ged. You're allowed to teach toira, so that's not an issue. Father, mitzvah says alav lumel es benoi. We have many times your father says, I'd like to make the bris. Yeah, I watched once or twice to do bris, I want to make a bris. Lemaisa, we never saw gedolim that told somebody it's a mitzvah for you to do a bris. The Gemara states as I, Mesechtas, in a blaze of the Mila, the soft Mesechtas, Tunin Abonan, Hamol Mevorech, Ashikachur Mesechtas, Tunin Alamila, Avia Ben Mevorech, Lachnisa Bevisa Shalavram Avinu. What does the Gemara say? Avia ben mevorech al hamila velahachnisoi. V'im achar mal hamoy loy medus brocha des brocha. It was a dover poshet that there's a moy who makes a brocha and avia ben makes the other brocha. Except if the avia ben, mamish somebody's practicing to be a moy, wants to be a moy, then already we're going into a big machloikas apoiskim. The Shach Paskin, the Darke Moshe brings already in our Zeruah that if somebody knows how to do a bris, he's not allowed to be mechabit, somebody has to do the bris for him. So the Darke Moshe Tzurich here, Mash Ne Mekola Mitzvah, Shlich Shaludim Shkamoisai. What's the difference? I know that Bechola Mitzvah is Mitzvah Boy Yosem Bishluchoi, but that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to make a Shlich. I'm allowed to make a Shlich. Truma that I'm a Chuyf to take, I'm allowed to be mechabit somebody else. No, the Gemara is a mitzvah boy, as a mishluchoy. But to say it's also to be mechabit somebody else, and the Shach is a tochas of Metonish, the Ketzois is a famous Ketzois, the Lomdus that everyone knows, that it's a mitzvah shabbegufoy, but whatever, as is danlucha. What is when the father doesn't know? But he observed a few brisen and he saw that the moy puts on a shield, that's Vengele, and he just cuts on top of it. So let me just make the cut. When you set it up, I'll do the cut. First of all, what's the maile? I want to do my own mitzvah. I said, did you write your own parshias? No, well, I can't do it. And this you could do. But you set it up for me, so I'll do it. Yeah, you set it up. First of all, even when we set it up, the majority of the time we have to fix and trim a little after that. And but the father doesn't want, because then the mitzvah said he's upset, doesn't want you to fix it. No, I think it's good. But David is kosher. Is that what you wanted? You wanted a B'David, a good child? I think that's what you want? But Lemay said, the worst part is, you know, in English, the saying is monkey sees, monkey does. The Gemara calls on something that somebody isn't aware of what he's doing. The Gemara calls Masik Koif Ba'alme. It's mice of a monkey. You ask the person who did the cut in that excitement, because the Moy let him cut, 2 days later, do you remember what you did? No, I mean, I know I cut it, but he doesn't remember it. It's Masik Koif Ba'alme. He's not really doing something. He's not in it. He's just, you know, a bigger mach. But the mice, we don't see anybody. There's another thing like this. It's negated. What's the olden days? The minig was that you have 2 mehalim for every bris, sometimes 3 mehalim for every bris. What do you mean 2 mehalim? There's a mitzvah of chituch to cut off the outer skin. There's a mitzvah of priya to expose and peel off the underlying skin, which is called priya, and to make mitzitza. The minig was in the olden days you were mechabit somebody to make chituch. You were mechabed another moil to make priya, and a third one to make mitzitza. That was the minig it was done. Why? What was the minig based on? L'chayde, we know, ain't a mitzvah nikras el amisha gomra. A mitzvah is considered the one who finishes the mitzvah. So you tell me the guy who made mitzitza, he has the big mitzvah, and the mushal, when it's a tainus day, he's the one who's going to eat. If it's tainus nitcha and some paskin that you'll have to eat, so he's going to be, ain't a mitzvah nikras el amisha gomra? You know, what's the shayla? No, so the Paschim say like this. We find by Kehanim, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma, you made a pious, you made a goydel. Who should do this? Who should do this? Now, the keves, the shepsel that you made for Korban Tumid, the whole shepsel that didn't weigh much. It was a keves ben shona, sometimes it was 2 weeks old or 3 weeks old. One coin to carry it up on the Mizbeach and put it on the, and throw it onto the fire. The Maisa, one took up the right foot, one took up the left foot, one took up the breast, one took up the front part. Why? And the Gemara says, be mezaka, more people with a mitzvah. We see the same thing. By Milo, it's the same thing. One made the chitach, one made the priya. Today they reprinted the Moil book of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was a Moil, and he was a Rabbi Shal Yisrael, and he wrote down every bris that he made. And you could see that 90% of the bris he made or chitach or priya, not both. You know, because that was the minig olam to make it like this. The Yavet Shreit, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. Because Hamaskel be mitzvah omrin loy gemoyer, whoever starts the mitzvah he should finish. And Memele he says, somebody told me that Bekehanim he made like that. The Mishnah Yuma says that in Yom Kippur the Kohen Gudel started the Shechita, and immediately he had to be Mekabel the Dam as well. So somebody finished the Shechita. So the Gemara that only happened on Yom Kippur, but throughout the year you wouldn't allow anybody else to make the second part of the Shechita, because one mitzvah you don't split in half. So the Yavetz, Mal veloy pur akili loy mal. So mila without priya is not a mitzvah. So you're missing, you didn't do anything. So memelfa didn't do anything. So you can't split it. It's not like carrying up the evidim to the mizbeach. It's similar to shchita. That's the yavetz shchita. But the Rav Paskim don't say that. Paskim differently. And actually the Maral in Gur Arya, in Parshas Ekev, one Parsha starts to say, Kol HaMitzvah Shonochi Mitzav Eskam Hayoi. So Ktrasha should have said, Kol HaMitzvah. What do you mean, Kol HaMitzvah? So Ktrasha Medrash Agode, that Kol HaMitzvah, the ganze Mitzvah you have to do. Don't do a half a Mitzvah, so Ktrasha. Because a Mitzvah, HaMaskel B'Mitzvah Omer Boi Gemoyd, the Ein HaMitzvah Nekras El HaMisha Goymro, says Rasha. And Rasha brings a Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in Yeshua, the Es Atzmois Yosef Asher Helu MiMitzrayim. And the bones of Yosef that they, the Klal Yisrael, bore up from Mitzrayim, they covered with Shechem. They buried in Shechem. Frek to Gemara, what do you mean, Helu? Nobody, Moshe took it up. Moshe worked all the time. Zitrasha, the Medrash says, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't finish the job. He only bore it to Ever Yarden. And across the Yarden until he got to Shechem, the Bnei Yisrael did. Memele Eina Mitzvah Nikras al Misha Gomra. Thus made the Pusik Kol HaMitzvah. Zukta the Maral. Oh, so therefore, I'm going to learn from Rashi that when it comes to do a bris, don't let somebody do half a bris and somebody do the priya, somebody do the chitta, somebody do the priya, because Eina Mitzvah Nikras al Misha Gomra, make sure that it's one person. Then he says, oh no. The Rashi brings the Moshel from Kavura. Kavura is not a half a mitzvah. The Haloah is a haskola and a heksher to the Kvura. So that's why it's two different things. Masha ke bamila, the choytech makes definitely a mitzvah, the pareya is going with the mitzvah, but each one in itself, once you make the priya, then retroactively the chitech was also a mitzvah, zukta maral, memela, therefore you could split a bris. So the Maral talks about this, and that used to be the minig olam. The problem with this was always on Shabbos. On Shabbos kumtos, that Yankel was the choytech, Moshe was the pareya. Now the shaila was Yankel Machal Shabbos or not? There's no question the Gemara says Mefurish that when Yankel caught only, and he walks away from the bris. So people tell him, Yankel's Machal Shabbos, when you, what'd you do here? You start a bris, and the child is still in oral. Maldala Purikila Mal. I know of the Palga, the Mitzvah, I'm sorry, I did the first half. Zayge said, you finish. It's my responsibility, but it doesn't finish it. I said that to Gemara. So Zuk the Gemara, the Rishna, I knew of the Palga, the Mitzvah. I made a half a Mitzvah. The Machloik is a big Machloik for the Ramon and the Marshal. The Ramon Paskins, from this Gemara, we learn basically that you're allowed to split on Shabbos, also have two Mehalim. Because the first one is a Kanu of the Palga, the Mitzvah, it's no problem. You finish. When you finish, the child will be Ozurl, and we both will have a Mitzvah. And if you don't finish, that's not my problem. There's a Chiyav on Besnun, let Besnun find somebody to. You know, we find that sometimes in a little sheep, but somebody goes there and damages Shem Nesra. When it comes to Hayek Shem Nesra, he runs away. And the Gabba is, who can I find to make the Hayek Shem Nesra? Same thing happened by Bris, the Gemara's Mashal. You know, he ran away and said, doesn't find somebody to finish the Bris. But the Mashal says you're not allowed to. And Lemaisa, the Minig Oilem, is not to allow splitting on Shabbos. That became the Minig years ago. The Chasam Sofer himself, in his Moil book, the first few years, in his young years, he Shabbos also chitach alone or pri alone. Then there's a tshuva in Tuf Shin and Tuf Kuf Ayin Dalad, where he writes that Yesh Lahachmer, and from then on you don't see in his Mol book anymore that he made a half a bris on Shabbos. Then he was Machmer, as Isaac the tshuva Yesh Lahachmer. So Memele is a blimmin day. Was?
Mentioned
Satan of the brisam? No, Hanknisht. So is Han Shabbos avade keine nicht. It's a fill of day, legabe. And Avia Ben, who wants to make a chitter, lo terav rav paskin, you don't start doing something which you can't finish. If you can't make priya, according to the Yavitz and other paskin, and what's the Bamele, if you put everything together in one package, don't do it. And don't bother with it. Let the moil, who's a professional, do this job properly. It should be like tchila kosher bris. And then the Avia Ben will make his brocha that he has to do and make his suda. That's what he has to do. But don't worry about the rest. There's no maila. So that's mitzvah sesa alo av lumeles benoi. We'll learn that. Is there anything else that we have on this? Next, ein mule not chatur tzachama. We spoke about that already, yeah? About the nezer. Now there's a shaila. The Yavis brings up a shaila, and it almost happened already once in a chassidish place. I'll explain to you in a moment. But the Yavis brings a shaila like this: a moil arrived late in town, and till he gets in to where the baby is, it's beinash moshes. Should he do the bris ben hashmoshes? And maybe it's a chasufik, maybe it's still Yom HaShmini. So I'm a kaya mitzvah Yom HaShmini. Or since it's a sufik already, I should push off for the next day. So the two tzedodim are like this. If I push it off because I'm a sufik now, I'm surely not a kaya mitzvah Yom HaShmini. But if I do it now, maybe I'm a kaya mitzvah Yom HaShmini. Or Which is better? Ezer Odev. And the Yavetz Paskin that you should do it Ben Ashmoshes, because that at least you could be Yotze Ben, and don't do it tomorrow. Minig Olam is not like that. Minig Olam is that whenever it comes to Ben Ashmoshes, and since we Paskin in America, I told you last time from Sakharov the story that hey, this shit is from Shkia on, it's always considered the next day. Today, the Skelena Rebbe says, Zang is not to start tomorrow, I have a Brisbane tomorrow afternoon. But he davens very late Shachris, and the Bris comes out, sometimes between Shtut Shem Reser and Hech Shem Reser, they make the Bris, because it's about a minute or two before Shkia. You know, so according to the Yavetz, the Rebbe doesn't have to rush so much, but he does. He doesn't Paskin like the Yavetz, and he rushes, and they do the Bris usually about 10 minutes before Shkia. That's the later it became. What happened once was, we had a case like this. We were going to, a bris was made for late afternoon on a Tainus day. Mostly yesterday, I had a bris in Lakewood 7 in the afternoon. At 1 in the country, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then Lakewood 7 in the afternoon. 7 o'clock, okay, fine. What happens when you're stuck in traffic? There's an accident on Garden State Parkway, and you arrive here to Shkia. What do you do? Okay, so Lakewood's not a problem, you call another moil. But I had a case, I was once going to Bridgeport, Connecticut to do a bris. And they made it a late afternoon bris, and the highway was closed. I got there about 6 or 7 minutes before Shkia, and we did the bris. We had a cell phone already then, and we were able to tell them, have the baby there, have the sandik there, everything. It'll take me 2 minutes to open up my case. And Ishmael said, that's what we did. And I was petrified about the Yavetz. What should we do? You know, but Lemais, if somebody did what the Yavetz does, then he goes the next day when he takes off the dressing, he makes our toughest dambris. Because, you know, he had to do it. Lemush, if he gets stuck with the Rebbe, and as a chus of the Rebbe, the bris has to be done by the Rebbe. And Mamele the chus, it says, I don't mind. If my Rebbe tells me he could do 5 minutes after Shkia, for me to do is git. See, it for the Rebbe is git for me. That's how real chus talks. What does he do? What does the moil do? So the moil doesn't tell anything to the father. So he goes the next day, quietly, and he takes, B'shasi takes off the dressing. He makes a one of the toughest dambris, on the Shem Mitzvah. And if the father would find out, he would kill him. He would say, man, don't do it. But he can do it. I am one of them, Shlomi Daito.
What is the bracha?
Huh?
The Rebbe, what is the bracha? You
could
say,
I said, by the bracha, the philosophy of the Yavetz. They could kill you, don't do a bris then. We the bracha, not with our turn. You know, and if he's a smart guy and he's Mavliya Deshem, I don't know, you know, we might start, you know, question, whatever it is. Leave that up to every moil has a problem. Mitkashiyadim's problem. To solve everyone's problem. But that happens, you know, that happens occasionally. Talking about a tie, about this, there's the Sufik now. The mitzvahs, we spoke about, I don't know if we spoke about it last week, these are Magdim and the mitzvahs. The bitch should be done in the morning. That's when it should be done. Definitely, these Magdim and the mitzvahs, we learn that from Avraham Avinu. It's Machloikas HaRishonim, is it a Daraisa or the Rabbonin Oli Nasmachta Ba'alma? If it's a Daraisa, then it's a big Shaila. Can I push off a bris for the afternoon? The Mushla, why did they push it off yesterday for the afternoon? There were about 5 bris in yesterday in Lakewood, 7 o'clock or 7:30. Why? Because one father lives in Baltimore and the other in Flatbush. But the other one lives in Scranton, the other one lives in Lakewood. Now, what if the tatas all come in the free and waste the whole day coming? You know, it's very hard. They don't know what to do. So, in order to Turchea Dake Noyam, I mean, it can't make the Torah, you know, so difficult. And it has to be pleasant for people to come and be part of the mitzvah. And to make the mitzvah without the parents there failed in the mitzvah. The Shalat Shuva brings that to Lagabah the 9 days for parents who can come and be Mishtatav in the Simcha. That if the Avia Ben is a mitzvah, that his father, grandfather, or uncle is not going to be there, that where it says you can only have 10 people for a Fleishi Gesud. The Tredim means anyway, you have more. But David says that only 10. But when it is a Zedim with the uncle that you close to and you want to have, so you'll have to do it. Zeme, that's a chelik of the mitzvah. So Rabbi Moses, the Moel Lekwa, told me that he once asked the Moshe Feinstein a long time ago. The Moshe says you can make the bris in the afternoon. And that's the many goyim. Where you see similar that it's done, in Sheikh Noch it says in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, if a bris is on Tisha B'Av, what do you do? So the Ramo Paskins, you finish kinnis usually about 10:30, 11 o'clock. If it's the first minyan, you finish 9 o'clock. Or 8 o'clock, Chavetz how early something you know, the people who go to work. But you usually finish by 10:30, 11. Now, when do you make the bris? The reason Magdim and the Mitzvah should do it before Chatzos. But if you do it before Chatzos, you can't wear a talus. And you do it with, you know, you're not going to put on Big Shabbos for the bris also not. So a lot of people say, a bris on a talus on a Big Shabbos, it's kapshat. So they make the bris after Chatzos. So some have a mincha right away, you know, but some make it, no, between Chatzos and Zman Mincha, you have that 40 minutes or 35 minutes, that's when they make the bris. But then you can put on a talis and you can go on, load some shit that's put on big the Shabbos. So you see that your mevatel zriza magdima le mitzvahs for a hidden in the mitzvah. So here they also feel that this is a similar story, that this is a hidden in the mitzvah, that my father, my uncle, and my zeder, chweis, my shver, and whole families together, that makes a ruach of the mitzvah, memela, you do it. And minigoyle, a lot of people do it, and a lot of people don't. They dafka do it in the morning, and who comes? Comes, and who doesn't come, you know. So that's already a hergesach, mizem a paskin. But if I learn these magdimens are the nicer, and this type of hidden is only a duvar toiv, a mitzvah min amluvcher is a shayle, which one is taka odif or not. But Rav Poiskin Paskin, as these magdim in the mitzvahs, the Torah, the Gemara is masmech on Avraham Avinu. From there we learn out, the Gemara says, Zeriz magdim in the mitzvah at Tzafra, and then the Gemara says Tul Chatzois. So Tzafra is considered Tul Chatzois. So a lot of Poiskim say that when I learn Zeriz magdim in the mitzvahs, means I don't have to do it now in the summer when the Nates is 520, we don't have to do Bris 520. I mean, maybe yes, but nobody does it. The Maaseh, you do it when you normally daven and right after davening. But you can also wait till Chatzos and you're not over on Zeriz Magdim and the Mitzvahs at Tzafra. The Chazal, you're not over. There is definitely Zerizes to do it in the Tzafra. There's also Zerizes when you do it. But the Iker Chazal was at Tzafra means till Chatzos, and till after Chatzos shouldn't wait. The Baal Piskei Choshen, Rabbi Yankel Bloy, who made this for Bishchoshen and Ribis, he made Bris Yehuda, Grosser Gung Ben Yerushalayim. So I once moved with him, he told me when he had his first baby, I think I said the story last time, no? Rav Dushinsky, okay. So he was Mechavet, the older Rav Dushinsky, Yerushalayim Ruf, in Tufshi and Ches, in Tufshi and Zoyen. He was Mechavet him Sandukos, and there was a Bris in Bismedrish, but his moil was also Shoichet, and he went out to Givat Shol. Whoever was in Shlaim, in those days Givat Shol was like Monsi to Washington Bridge. That was the Merkik. Today it's part of the neighborhood already. But in those days there was nothing there. So the Shoichet says, I'm going to shecht in the morning after shecht some chickens, and then I'm coming down to do the bris. So there was one bris there, which was finished, and the moil is not there yet. So he tells me the moil from the erste kind had gewarten in the winkel mit der Tillemel, as my moils are nicht kommen, das weiß ich. Aber, no. So I went to Rav Dushinsky and I asked Rav Dushinsky, he was Sandik, and he was a Rosh Hashiv also, should I use the second moil or should I use this moil? Should I wait for the second moil or should I use this moil? You were mechabed the second moil, you're not allowed to be choyzer, you wait for him. An hour later I went over to him, he said, no. So like this went once an hour, I went over to him, should I wait? You're mechuyev to wait. The next, when it was 15, 20 minutes, or half hour before Chatzos, I went to him and I said, Baltis Chatzos, nah, yes, Ms. Meshamachan de Bris. You have no right to take it away from him, Biz Chatzos, but once Chatzos would come, and then you're over on Zeriz Magdim in the Mitzvahs, that is already a Chiev, so he told him, then you should, that's it. So it had a halachic ramification, Biz Chatzos, I'm a Chiev to wait, after Chatzos, I have a right to tell the Moel, I'm sorry, you couldn't make it, and there's a din of Zeriz Magdim in the Mitzvahs. Something's wrong? Oh, if I say something, you're going to have to get up. Don't run away. Stay here. I'm just... okay. What?
It's not what
you're saying. But if you're chuset and you wait for your Rebbe, that's many goyim to wait, even if it's late. The Shashiva wouldn't let you wait.
No, sometimes
it's... I doubt the Shashiva will let you wait. Bederach klar, you know what? Bederach klar. I know. It's a Hasidic Rosh Hashiva, I know. I don't know. It's a Yagdil, what is it called? No, not the Brisk Yagdil. Isn't it now the Hasidic Yeshiva? It's not whatever it is, okay. I don't know. It's okay. Fine. I'm a writer. A choile is something very interesting. Everyone knows if a child has temperature, fever, then you're not allowed to make a bris. If he has fever, that's called a choile kol haguf. What does it mean, choile kol haguf? You know, in the olden days, kol haguf. How do you know half a guf, not choile kol haguf? Now we know anything which is system-wide, the whole system of this child is affected, that's called choile kol haguf. and something which is localized. Sometimes you have an infection on a fingertip. That's usually, you can even give just a cream and a localized medication, and that's going to heal. That is not called a chole kalagof, even if it's very painful. While it's painful, you're not allowed to make a bris. The halacha is kol yelet shehu mitzad beimach meschoy lebeimach mesdover achar emulin oisay. A baby that is in tzar, a baby's in pain, and the baby's in a lot of pain. He's probably means he's crying. You're not allowed to make a bris on him until the pain goes away. So the poskim starts saying, so what happens if a baby's hungry? He came to the bris and he's extremely hungry and he's crying. Are you allowed to make the bris or not? So they say that that's a derech olam diga pain. That's not a pain which is something which is not usual. This crying of the baby is a nomos. Lemushel, a baby has an infection, a rash, which is an infection. You're not allowed to make a bris because it's an infected. But what is when he has a rash? The rash, there are a lot of babies that are born, after 2 or 3 days, they develop a rash. And the doctors say that's nothing. It comes, it goes, after 2 days, it goes away. But b'shas ma'is, it's there. But that is rogel. The baby's regilus is that majority or a big motzi, the chelik of babies, have such rashes. These rashes are part of babyhood, of infanthood, and that's not a problem. So baby crying because he's hungry, that's not called yelled. When you say means the baby fell down and hurt his, they dropped the baby and he hurt his hand and he's crying because his pain that is caused something to his hand or anything similar to that. That means, so if a baby has a little infection on his finger, it's called localized infection, and that you don't do bliss. There are many times you have a localized infection and the doctor's treating it for a whole week with antibiotic, with Bactroban or whatever it is, or something stronger, and it doesn't go away. So the doctor decides we have to give him internal medication. We have to give him now medication. That means that this infection, his blood system doesn't allow. The reason that the local medication did not help is because it's systemic. And here is where it's coming out and it's presenting itself. But it is systemic, then you have to wait already 7 days after it heals. Because that's called chole kalaguf. Whenever the baby has to take, internal antibiotic, that's called a chole kalaguf. If it's good enough with outside antibiotic, that's a chole. Now what happens? The baby has fever and the doctor says, don't say anything to the baby, you run to the baby, has 101 fever, and you run to the doctor and you tell the doctor, the doctor says, look, you see the baby is schwitzing, he's sweating, he dehydrated. When a baby dehydrates and he has no fluid in his body, he's lacking fluid, so his body temperature elevates. Give him fluid, give him a bottle with even sugar water, and you see it's going to go away. And kachava went away. Now, do I have to wait 7 days after it went away? This happens many times on the fourth day, the fifth day, especially in a hot day like this, it can happen, and you don't have the baby in an air-conditioned room. By the way, baby should always be in an air-conditioned room in the nursery, in the hospital. The baby's always in an air-conditioned room. If not, he sweats. He can't say, mommy, I'm thirsty. Or we can say it, but he can't say it. So then the baby gets dehydrated and he gets a fever. Now, cold man, he's dehydrated, you're surely not going to make a bris. Because that's a choli. Even if it's only a localized choli, it's something. But once it goes away, it's now a shaila, do I have to wait 7 days? So Shlomo Zalman writes like this. If the normal body temperature is 98.6, if it went up to 100.6, and the doctor says it will only due to dehydration, he gave him fluid and went away, you're allowed to make the bris as soon as it went away. But if it went up to 101, and even though the doctor says that it went away and it was only because of this, he says that's called already a choli gomer and you have to wait 7 days from when it passed away. So it's one of the things that the doctors don't understand, but the Pesach Halacha is like this. And the Pesach Zalman told me once, Azach v'shteit klur in Chazal, kenech machnish falozen of the doctor Andesh. Meaning to say, if the Chazal tell us that this is what it is, then you can't say. The Mushel, the Yankov Kamnetsky used to say, doctors say, a little yellow on a baby, that's nothing. Only if it's extremely very bad, you should make a bris. The Yankov Kamnetsky used to say, I can't listen to the doctor. The Chazal say, yelet shehi yorek, tinek shehi yorek, emol enoisoi. And yorek is a machloik of what it is, but the Kabbalah is that it means the baby's yellow. So mamela, I can't go by what the doctor says. Because if the Chazal say no, then you can't make the bris. That's the way it, for Noruch HaShulchan is mashman like that. For most of the poskim, it's mashman like that. But by the temperature, by this fever, there's a shaila, if a baby has fever, are you allowed to make a tefes dam bris or not? Let's say a child was noilid mol, and you have to make a tefes dam bris. We had a case of a person in Russia who was had circumcision by a doctor in the hospital, and he was becoming frum, and he wanted a tefes dam bris, but he had the flu 4 days ago. He just got out of the flu 4 days ago. So first we had a shaila, we were able to call it that time. We had a teenager also shaila. We called Rav Padva, the Chesh of Eifoid in London. We were able to call London, we weren't able to call America. You had to reserve a call, it was easier to call England. And we called him, and he said the halacha of 7 days is the fever nishkanafkim in a baby or a godel. Once he has fever, you have to wait 7 days even on a godel. But here was a shaila on a tefes dam bris. So most poskim say that a tefes dam bris is the same as a mila, and the chazal paskin, you don't make a mila only after 7 days. The Shlomo Zalman Orbach has it as ante ha'ore. He says, in the hospital, when somebody is sick, every 4 hours they come and they take a drop of blood from him. So how can I say they're drawing blood from this man while he's mamish sick? While he has fever, which you want to check his blood, what the infection is, if the sepsis is there, it goes away. So how can I tell him that 3 days later, I can't be matav dam bris? I've been doing that for the last week to him, right? So mainly he says, so but Pashtis, he says, he felt that Atufas dam bris does not have a, it's not a haluch in mila, als din mila, it's a haluch in the eitz of maisa hamila. That means you don't do a maisa hamila if the person was sick. However, this is not called a maisa hamila, you know? You're just drawing a drop of blood, which you were doing the whole time anyway. Now, mainly he says that's not an issue. So he passed that you're allowed to be matav dam bris, but Rav Paskim say that it has to do, the Chazal said, you don't make a mila on anybody within 7 days.
106 by a baby.
Pardon?
The
126
by a baby. It's a medical thing,
but it's
a
halacha. Halacha. Oxus echame. The Gemara says, oxus echame.
Oh,
why the Shlomo Zalman said that?
Yeah.
Maybe he has doctors, I don't know. The Pashas is mashma from the way it's written that he thought that babies elevate and go up and down, fever goes up and down, you know, throughout the day also. It's not, you don't have 98.6 exactly every day, exactly. It'll go up to 99.2. There's something which is a regilis to move up and down, that doesn't become a choyle kalagof. Anything more than 2 points up becomes a Shloker Gilas. Then Moshe Feinstein told me once, there are many babies that can't keep their body warm. They have to put the baby in a warmer. It doesn't keep its temperature. Usually it happens about premature babies. So the Moshe told me 2 degrees lower than Oman, that means under 96, it's considered a Chayle Kalagof. The same thing. It doesn't mean that's a Ovza Saichama, the Gemara says Ovza Saichama, but the Rambam and the Lushan Chaber is Ovza Saichama Oiki Oitzaboy. So Lushna Machaber. So the oikiyotzeboy means, I mean, only dafke this, anything which is similar to this, that the system is not operating the way it should. Are we done?
One of the
non. That's it. One sentence.
What's the eye infection, ear infection?
Okay, ear infection is definitely choyle kalagof, because ear infection is internal. It's not. They treat it with drops, yeah, but because the infection is there. But the mice is that it's considered as I feel the older poskim. Eye infection is by eye infection. Zoi the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is the Shulchan Aruch alone and the Chazal in Masechtas Yevamos make a ready distinction. Koyev loy ena keev muet, you don't have to wait 7 days. Koyev loy enof keev big keev. You have to wait 7 days. The Gemara brings that to the Gabbai Moses Mefurish. So Shachruch Vet Kepaskan, what is it, a cave mut and a cave godl? So we don't know exactly what it is, but in Hilchah Shabbos is the halacha, and certain eye infections, you machal Shabbos. So those that you machal Shabbos on, you definitely have to wait 7 full days. But it is. Now the same thing goes with eye infection. The majority of eye infections that are mutzi today come from because the baby is born and the tear duct that's supposed to let the fluid go out is blocked. We know that if I take a glass of water, I put it outside, if the clean glass of water, and clean water, after 3 days, they'll be full of bacteria. Stagnated fluid becomes infected. But it gets, whatever bacteria grows in it, okay? Same thing happens in the eye. When the eye has a black tear duct, and the mothers are not told what to do, then as soon as you see it's black tear duct and the baby's starting to tear from that eye, start washing it out. If you wash it out, it's not going to be stagnated fluid. It's not going to get infected. And technically, when it starts with that goo coming out, if you start washing it once an hour with boiled water that cooled off a bit, it's going to go away within a day. You don't even need medication for it. But if you neglect it, after 2 days, that goo turns into infection. And once it gets infected, there's a sufik ready for tzkavila ein of kev meruba. The Chazal say an interesante halacha, which doctors today have no idea on what the Chazal base it, but the Chazal say, why kev lo ein of kev meruba, you have to wait 7 full days, shuraika de eina beliba talia. The nerves of the eye come from the heart. And if the eye is infected, it affects the heart. So the Gemara, that an eye which is properly infected, is considered that the baby is suffering from the heart problem, and we may have to treat it as a real choleh kol haguf. That's what the Chazal say. And we can't be makel in this, what the Chazal say. Doctors sometimes say, it's an infector, but you could do the business, it's not going to harm him. A doctor has no right to say that. Once he says the baby is infected, then it has the din of a choleh, then you're not going to make a bris. Even if it's a choleh not kol haguf, but kol zman the choleh is there, you're not going to make the bris. The shayla is only, do you have to wait 7 days or not 7 days? But the doctor's not nemen to say that this infection won't harm him. Because the Chazal, we spoke about it last time, the Chazal gave us a klal. Let me give you another mushal the Chazal say. The Gemara says that in Masechtas Yevamos, the Gemara says the 40 years in the Midbar, the Yidden didn't make, and all the babies that were born, there was no bris in the Midbar. 40 years, or 39 years, they didn't make any bris in the Midbar. Why didn't they make any bris in? So the Gemara, because Lai Nosh Velehem Ruach Tzefaynis. The Ruach Tzefaynis did not blow. Why? Because the Yidden were shtikel and cheirim, because they were made the mice of the eagle and the meraglim, so there was no ruach tzefaynis, and you didn't want, because that nana covered would have been able to fall away if there's a strong wind, and a refuah needs ruach tzefaynis. So if you have a wound and there's no ruach tzefaynis, it's not going to heal. So since it's not going to heal, you're not allowed to make a bris. From there, Bechlau, we learned something, that when something doesn't heal, the bris, you're not allowed to make a bris. You have to wait till you know it's going to heal. We'll talk about this in a minute. So the Gemara says, Hilkach, Omer Papa, Beyoyme de Evel on Malinen. If it's a cloudy day and cloud doesn't let the Ruach Tzefaynis come, a north wind, then the halach is you don't make a bris. Because the child's not going to heal that day. It's going to cause him problems. The Ho'idna, but today, Shayme Pesoyim Hashem, said the Gemara. No, today you could do it because it's Minig Oilim, they became to do it already. And Eibishter, the Shoinim say, what does it mean, Shoinim Psoim Hashem? That Eibishter sometimes has a midah that when he sees that Klal Yisrael does something, Shoinim Psoim Hashem. I once heard from a tzaddik, the Welt zukt, Kvat is a segulim zalum kinder. No such segul, it doesn't say anywhere. In Germany and in Old Hungary, Kvat meant a sandik. Kvat is short for Godfather. Means the Godfather, the one who did his religious thing. So that is a segulah, that says already in the Medrash, but not Kvater. So somebody told me, as the Gemara Zekid Neshoim Yipsoim Hashem, as the Yidin machna Narishkei Debish to watches on them, and as Yidin Zugin as a segulah, Debish as mask. As Yidin Zugin as a segulah, Debish as Vilnius. Anyway, but here the Kashish tells us, what's the Chazal stand like this? Omer of Popa, Yoim Adevi, you don't make a bris. So what are you telling this to me? You want to let me know that I'm a Pesi? What does the Chazal want today? Zukta Nemuki Yosef on the Platz dot in Yevomes, Zukta, what is if a father says, Ich bin nicht like a Pesi? It's not a Shoyme Pesoy, Mashem, I'm a Chibbe de Geyid, Ich bin nicht like a Pesi, you call me a Pesi, I won't talk to you again. They don't want me a Pesi. Zukta go, I said, wait, the baby is the 8th day in the morning, and the mother comes and says, oh, it's a cloudy day, but the Chazal says, Shoyme Pesoy, Mashem. Zukta, Tata, excuse me, I'll do the bris tomorrow. Cater, don't worry about cater. I'm going to do it tomorrow. It's a nice day, sunny day. Zukta Nimuk Yosef, he has a right to wait. Why? Because I'm not mechuyev to be a Pesi. If the Chazal told me that it doesn't heal, even mitzvah yom shmini, Allah has come over kamash loibis manna, we only spoke last week, or last time, Erev Pesach, the guys who wanted to make the suit Erev Pesach, you shouldn't have to fast, that the Nobiyuda didn't let them do. But if there's any benefit for the baby, the halukh is you're allowed to wait, there's no question about it. So you see that even something which the Chazal would matter to do, but your father has a right to say, Allah has come over kam is something which the Chazal say you're not allowed to do, you're mechuyev to say I want to wait. You're not supposed to do it. So even if the doctor tells you, you're allowed to do the bris, mitzad halukha, once he said that this is an infection, it's minimum a choyle, Many babies are born, and as they come out, they break the shoulder, the clavicle. It's a fractured clavicle. That's what it's called. So the shaila is that considered a choile? That's not considered a choile. Because always when babies were born, sometimes there was a bump on the head. It swelled up. It becomes a swelling there. Sometimes there's a blood spot in the eye because as he was pressuring to come through, he developed a burst blood vessel. But these things are common that happen, and the baby is not in tsar. Should this cause the baby tsar, then you're not allowed to. Then you're not allowed to make the bris. In Avnei Nezer, there's a shaila. A baby was born, and the legs were bow-legged. Sometimes that happens, but they're very curved. And the doctor says that as long as the bones are still soft, before the baby is a couple of weeks old, if we break it and we put it into plaster, they called it gips in those days, and you straighten it out, you can heal it. But once you do that, you can make the bris manually. So somebody asked Avnei Nezer, "Vus alechton?" My baby was born bow-legged, and the doctor says that in order for him to heal, first of all, the mitzvah is chal on Yom Hashmini. It's not chal before that. And number two, at every mitzvah saseh, you're not mechuyif to give out more than a certain amount of money. Kolchka neguf, you're not mechuyif to give away. So he says, for lifelong to suffer for a bow-legged, a walk krum, that you're definitely have your mechuyif to do the operation, and you'll do, I am doing with a dime an operation which will cause the baby not to have a business. Manoi? That's what you have to do. We don't have to worry about it. We had a case once, a baby that was born premature. Mamish, I think it was about 2 pounds or somewhere around there. And he went through stomach surgery, he went through another things that he needed. Then the baby was already 5 months old. It's 5 months old, the doctor says you can do the bris. Adarab, I want you to do bris as soon as possible, because if you wait a little longer, then you'll have to give him anesthesia. And blah, 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 blah. So Davia Ben calls me. So I look at the baby and I notice that the baby has a hernia. So I said to the doctor, the doctor said the baby needs hernia repair, but he doesn't want to do it. The baby had already twice anesthesia, general anesthesia, the last few months. He wants to wait. It's not an emergency, we should wait. But he did say that you should look out right after the bris and watch for 2 days, because sometimes the pain of the bris causes the baby to cry a lot. When he cries, the hernia could strangulate, and then it becomes an emergency, you have to operate. So he tells me, I can reflect my Rosh Hashiva, and Rosh Hashiva said you can do the bris. So I don't know, if the doctor tells you that watch out, the bris could cause the baby to have a surgery, I don't think you're allowed to do the bris. I checked with my Rosh Hashiva, said you're allowed to do it. So I hope you don't mind. Would you mind if we call up Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach? I have a cousin, a doctor, and it's a soul, as a Talmud. So he goes to Reb Shlomo Zalman. So he goes to Reb Shlomo Zalman. Vada nicht. As the Roy versucht that the bris can go to Mzahn so machen, I wonder nicht. You're not allowed to do the bris. That means the baby was healthy. The matzav shehu, he's healthy. But if you do the bris on him, it could cause him to have something. Not that vada it's going to cause him, it could cause him. Vada maturish machan the bris. You have to be very machmav. We see this from the Gemara that be mal, but there's no riach tzefoinis, you're not allowed to make a bris. I now there's not a problem, it could cause a problem, you're not allowed to make a bris. These are things of the halacha verses. I don't know, you gave a long time. You should have made the march faster, even. Shall I go on? No. I don't know the time. Okay. Was it time after the